Hey everyone, it's Dr. Jonathan Lotson here, and I'm so excited to have this opportunity to share with you. If you haven't joined us before, you are in for a treat, and I want you to know that what you're about to hear is about to change your life. Your leadership journey is about to go to new heights. It's about to go to new levels because of you, because you have taken the time to listen, to learn, and to equip yourself to be even better, to be even greater, to really influence those who you are around to be the very best leader that you can be. I hope you're ready, because I'm ready. So without further ado, let's get prepared. Let's tune in so that we can grow and fulfill the mandate that we have on our life to be great, exceptional, awesome leaders. Let's go. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope and pray all is well with each and every one of you. We're going to go ahead and get started. On our last time we came together, we dealt with the ego. We dealt with the first part of what I like to call the ego, what we deal with in my book, Effective Leadership. We dealt with how I started the book. I mean, how to start that section, but I dealt with the healthy side of our leadership. Contrary to popular belief, there is a healthy side to our ego. It's important for all leaders to consider that their ego is not just a negative thing, but it has some positive things that are included in our ego. And so as far as it being healthy. And so we dealt with that. And so as we get to today, let's see what we have on today. We want to go to the next phase of this, in which we deal with the negative side of our ego and something that we all really need to be paying attention to. And so as I've stated yesterday, the other time we met, the day before yesterday, we dealt with the positive side. And so at the root of ego, it is a letter. It's a word that starts with a P. At the root of ego, can y'all guess what that word is? You've guessed it right. At the root of ego, it is pride. And a proverb, it states in Proverbs that pride comes before fall. That is one of the most prominent, accurate statements in relations to one's ego and how their leadership journey could instantly change due to pride. And so it reminds us that pride comes before fall. And so it is so true. However, if we are supposed to suppress our leader ego, we really need to look into it so that we will not only suppress it when it gets high, but more importantly, that we'll suppress our egos as they begin to sprout up and go out of control. And so I just want to share a couple of things with you on this morning during our time together that I really believe is going to help you on your leadership journey and as you journey through life, especially every entrepreneur, every business owner, every business professional, wherever you may find yourself, this is going to be just for you, because I promise you, any industry that you're in, you're going to find someone whose ego gets a little out of hand. And we just want to make sure that that person is not you. That's right. And so I want to just share a couple of things. All right. So suppressing the leader ego, it saves your organization. Okay. I want you to keep that in your mind. Suppressing the leader ego, it helps the organization, and it saves the organization, the business, whatever you're trying to start. And so you have to keep that in your mind. And I'm going to read an excerpt from this book on that. But before I say that, I want to say to you that if you are starting a business, if you are starting or launching anything, I want you to make sure that everyone around you does not have an ego problem, because it is difficult to start a thing when egos are present. And so I want you to think about the long you throw all those excuses out the window, because I promise you, if you're trying to go somewhere and trying to do great things, there's absolutely no room for egos. And so I just want you to keep that in your mind. So let me read this to you very, very quick. I want to read this to you. All right. It says, ego changes the conversation so that it becomes all about the leader. Ego is the primary reason leaders fail. Read that again. Ego changes the conversation so that it becomes all about the leader. Ego is the primary reason leaders fail. Let me read on a little further. Ego is the negative sense in the negative sense, will quickly take down a leader, which is often swiftly followed by a plateauing or declining organization. And so we have to keep that in mind, that when we as leaders, or when any leader allows their ego to grow and to get out of hand and becomes negative, not only does the leader go down, but the organization, it plateaus or it declines. And we do know, we've talked about this before, that it's very impossible for an organization to continuously just be plateauing, or just to just be the standard or the norm. At some point in the life of that organization, it will move from plateauing to declining, because everything that is not moving forward, it is very rare that it will stay in the middle or just plateauing for a sustainable amount of time. But it will soon find itself actually declining. And so we want to make sure that we keep that in our minds, that we keep that in our minds, because when we are or when we are leaders, our organization, they really mimic everything that the leader does. And so we have to keep that in mind, especially if the organization isn't really, really large, because people model behavior. You know, that say what I do, do what I say, not what I do, that thing really just, it does not work. Most people, it doesn't matter who you, leader or not, no matter what type of industry, no matter how old you are, people have a habit of mimicking behaviors. In culture, in fashion, music, in every industry, people have a habit of identifying what is being modeled before them and adapting to that. And so it's very important that the leader's ego doesn't get out of hand, because the organization can soon and quickly go left. And then you will not have a healthy culture in the organization. And maybe one of these days we'll really deal with the importance of having a healthy culture, identifying what you want the culture to be, and making sure that you as the leader mimic it, so that those who are serving and supporting and uplifting the leadership will be able to mimic it and to do great things. Okay. And so we want to deal with this. And so let's get to this. And so an organization, it is highly, highly, highly influenced by who's sitting at the top. And so we want to keep that in mind. And so another thing I want to highlight to you is a way to tell if your ego is flaring up. Here's a way that is going to help you to know when your ego is flaring up, when it's going into the wrong direction, when it's getting into the negative side. And so when the leader feels as if they cannot grow and learn, that's one sign. And there's so many other things that can let us know when our ego is flaring up. But there is there's one thing for sure, that when a leader's ego is beginning to flare up, they are at a place in which they can no longer learn, or feel as if they can no longer learn from anyone. They know it all. And that their business, their organization cannot grow any bigger or any further because they've gotten to a place. They have arrived, whatever that case is. And so we want to keep that in mind, because I'm pretty sure you might have ran into someone who felt as if they knew it all. There was no other place for them to go. They could not grow up. They could not do anything. They have arrived. And so that is a great example. That is a great sign that one's ego is flaring up. And so let me read something for you. In here. And so it says, if a leader feels that he or she is already their best self, they are clearly leading out of their ego. Leaders must realize that both their personal ego and the overall ego culture in their organization will play a major role in the organization. As a couple of writers observe, ego is the invisible line item on every company's profit and loss statement. All right. Ego is the invisible line item on every company's profit. That if you get a place, or if you know a leader who gets to a place in which they say, I'm already at my best. I'm already my best self. I don't need to listen to anyone. I don't need to make a step forward. I'm good. Then you will soon find out that they will be going down quickly, because that is a pride issue. That is an ego issue. And as we talked about earlier, pride comes before fall. And so we have to keep that in mind, that when we are in a place in which we feel as if we cannot grow, we cannot get any further, then we are already heading in the wrong direction. And so that invisible line item, in one's profit and loss statement. That is something that we must keep in mind as well, because when our egos flare up, it will cost you. You know, when we are allowing our egos to shine in a negative light, it will cost you. It will be detrimental to your life, to your family, and to your business, to your organization. And so we have to keep that in our hearts, and we have to keep that in our minds to make sure that we keep it in check. All right. And so the last thing I want to deal with is something to look out for. I want you to look out for this, because leaders who don't want their ego to get in the way, they must be intentional about this thing, this C word that really just messes us up sometimes. And the C word that I'm referring to is competition. If we're not careful, competition can allow our egos to take over like none other. And I know that I'm not the only one who's seen it in the business world. I promise you, I'm not the only one who's seen it in politics. I'm not the only one who's seen it in the faith-based space. Competition is one thing for sure that it would allow one's ego to really take over if we're not careful. And so we have to be mindful. And so I remember of an old song that says, don't let the devil ride, because if you let the devil ride, he's going to want to drive. And so we have to keep that in mind, because that competition, or if we allow others around us to try to get us to compete, it seems very subtle. It could come off very innocent in the beginning, but it can really take a turn for the worse if we are not careful. So we want to keep that in our minds. And so we must look out for that trap. It's a trap. I promise you, I'm telling you, I'm warning you, competition is a trap. And so I want us to look at competition in another way, perhaps. And so I want to read this last excerpt to you, and then we'll say a few things and we'll be heading on out. Okay. So the ego is highly competitive and thinks in terms of winning or lose. Okay, the ego is highly competitive and thinks in terms of win or lose. Your ego wants to separate, divide, and draw lines to prove itself. Any thinking that makes you better than the person next to you for any reason is not from God. The Creator is love and doesn't need to compete. I'm gonna read this one more time. I'm gonna read it a little quicker. The ego is highly competitive and thinks in terms of win or lose. Your ego wants to separate, divide, and draw lines to prove itself. Any thinking that makes you better than the person next to you for any reason is not from God. Because God, the Creator, is love and doesn't need to compete. I want you all to know that that competition is dangerous. And so I want you to move our mind, move our thinking from competition to collaborating, because I promise you, there is something that is uniquely done by you, uniquely done by your organization, and that's just God made. And so because of that, you don't need to try to put a spotlight on that. It is going to be evident. It is going to be seen. But if we move from competing and start collaborating, we will realize that every organization is going to go to the next level, because if we are connecting and we're connecting and you're using my strengths and where I'm weak, I'm using your strengths and we're collaborating, it's a way in which we can all get a little bit further, go a little bit higher and do even great things. And so I want you all to keep in your mind that competition, it is a trap, and it is a way in which it will hinder the success of your organization. And trying to compete constantly, it is draining, it is frustrating, and it constantly makes lines of separation in which we're supposed to be coming together. It divides supposed to be together. And so we have to make sure that we move to a place in which we are collaborative, in which we create a culture in which we are looking at what others are doing and say, that is amazing. I wonder how I can incorporate this in my context to take us to the next level. That's a whole different framing of words opposed to, wow, that's amazing. Let's come together and see how we can how we can top that, or how we can go even beyond that. For what? Why? There's no need to compete. It is no need to compete. And we're going to try to serve people. We're going to try to do our best to enhance the human race, to enhance mankind. And I promise you, there are plenty of people, there's enough people that we all can do our part. And we all can collectively help everyone in our reach. And so there's no need to compete. And it's a trap, and it is what drives the ego. It drives the ego. But the good thing about it is, and I want you to listen very, very carefully. The good thing about it is up to you. Your ego is not controlled by your neighbors, not controlled by another business, another organization. It's up to you. And so that means you have the power to change it. And so I know this sounds very, very cliche. We've heard it in church. We've heard it in songs. We've heard it everywhere. But the statement that says what God has for you, it is for you. It is one of the, it is very real. It is very, very, very real. And we want to keep that in our minds, because the truth of the matter is there's no need to compete, because the sheep, the people, the groups, the businesses, whoever you're called to serve, they're going to be there and they're going to be waiting to hear from you. And so I want you to keep that in your mind, keep that in your heart, and keep that in your spirit, because competition in this season, it won't rule you. Your ego has to stop fueling the competition, because it's now time to collaborate and work together to do great things as we lead our various businesses, our ministries, and our personal entrepreneurial goals. All right. So we have two more things to do, and then we will be out. The first thing we want to do is give a little homework, or just something that can get us thinking and preparing to be even better. Okay. So the homework for today is determine what you would do when the negative components of your ego rises up. All right. That's the homework for today. Determine what you would do when the negative components of your ego rises up. I want you to pay careful attention to the wording of this. It doesn't say determine what you would do if the negative components, but it says when. Because the truth of the matter is, no matter what, we always have to come back to earth and realize that we're human and that we all have our moments. But just because we have moments, we don't have to live in that moment. Neither do we have to feed into that moment. And so we want to know when, like the last time we talked, our homework was to identify when our ego begins to rise. And so now we want to determine what you're going to do when the negative component of your ego begins to rise. And so when it rises up, we want to understand what we're going to do, because when we understand what we're going to do, we can already change it and make change and to do it quickly, because that is what we're going to talk. That's really what we want to do, because I really believe there is a grace to our egos, even to our negative egos. There is a grace to get it right. But if we do not expeditiously work on our pride and our ego issues and our competition issues, if we do not work on it, and beyond this moment or this period of grace or this period of time, our organizations will completely go in the opposite direction in which we desire. And our lives will also do the same. And so we want to keep that in our minds and our hearts. OK, and so thank you so very much for joining. And let us conclude with a word of prayer. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you so very much for this morning. Thank you, God, for reminding us throughout the last couple of times we talked about this. That there is two sides of our ego. Thank you, God, that we know that there's a healthy side of our ego, that our ego, it does have a purpose. But thank you, God, that we also are aware and we're now cognizant of the fact that there is a negative side of our ego. And I pray that you help us to move swiftly, to move quickly on rectifying and getting right every time our ego wants to go astray. Lord, help us to be diligent. Help us to be intentional to make sure that we are and that we're putting egos and pride aside. I declare and I decree right now that we will be great, that we will be prosperous, that we will be favor, that favor will just be driven and just embedded in our hearts and in our lives. I believe and I pray in Jesus' name that this will be a great day. This is going to be a great day of intentionally being aware of our egos and making sure that there's no competition, but we're going to collaborate in this season. God, be with us all day long. Cover us and keep us and strengthen us as we know you can. In Jesus' name. And bless everyone viewing, everyone that will view later. Bless them, bless their homes, bless their families, everything that you assigned them to do, everything that you've assigned them to be, let them become it. Everything you've designed them to do, let them do it and help them, oh God, to do it, knowing that you are with them and be with them is my prayer. Jesus' name we pray, thank God, and amen, amen. Thank you so very much for all of those who have joined us right now in this moment. And I thank you for those who will be watching a little later. And so as you start your day, I want you to consider joining me in the mornings as we share some insightful things on leadership and some great general principles that we can use as we are going through life. And I want you to have a good one. And so finally, as we conclude, for those who've been joining us, I've been often using this book, Effective Leadership, and you can go to my website if you want to check this book out, jonathanlotson.com, or you can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Apple Store, wherever you buy books, all right? Have an awesome day, and thank you again for joining me. Peace and blessings. Hey, I really hope that you enjoyed our podcast on today. If you know any leaders out there who are looking for something that could make them think, that can encourage them and inspire them on their leadership journey, please invite them to tune into this podcast and make sure that you are subscribing so that you will instantly be aware of everything that is coming on this podcast. And trust me, you want to be connected to us and to this podcast. Listen, if I can be of any assistance to you, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can email me at info@jonathanlotson.com, or you can go to my website, jonathanlotson.com, and there you will find the various ways in which we can connect. If you are in need of coaching, let me know. If you or your organization, your church, your ministry, or what have you, is in need of consulting, please contact me so we can get together so that we can journey through life together and be the best leaders that we can be. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dr. Jonathan Lotson, and I look forward to the next podcast. And until then, make sure that you are fulfilling your mandate that God has given you for this world, for this time. Peace and blessings. Have an awesome, splendid, fabulous day. God bless.